never flew until the liner stopped going, and we didn't want to swim, so we had to. And then we went on the Concorde, which I didn't like at all. Yeah. Scared the hell out of me. But the ships were so wonderful because your vacation started the minute you got aboard. And if you went with a foreign line, you were no longer in America. But then the minute they took the gangplank up, you know, everything was French or Italian or German or whatever it was. And so you had, depending on where you went, anywhere from 5 to 10 days of glorious, you know, being pampered, wonderful food. And then you got there, because we were always working. I'm a very hard worker and I wear myself out. So I had time to recharge and start all over again. That was the best part. Now the traveling is an agony. An agony, you go like an animal. Seriously. I hate it. I'm very lucky that I was able to see the end of the old world, because we traveled after the Second War, you know, late 40s, early 50s. And every place has changed so much. Now everything is so homogenized. I mean, each place we went was so different from the next place we went. Even in Italy, every city was like another place. Now everything you go to, I mean, and the worst of America has been exported. I mean, there's a McDonald's and a, well, you know, it's just yuck, yuck. We used to go a lot to the Middle East and North Africa, which I love.
Yeah.
I love exotic places, and I love bazaars and souks. And I don't know, the guy I worked on with one of my books wrote, I was born with souk sense. You have to know how to haggle, because you know, sometimes you offend the person, but in the Middle East or the Naples area or someplace like that, which is really very African, if you give the guy the first price he asks for, you've totally ruined his day, because he thinks, oh my God, if I asked you $50, I should have asked you, and you're stupid enough to pay it outright, I should have asked you $150. Because haggling is a, you know, it's an integral part of the sale. So you have to know, I mean, you can haggle too much or be offensive and they can tell you to go jump. But you have to know what to do. In some places you don't haggle at all. I mean, you wouldn't go into Tiffany and haggle.
Kick you out.